If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Companies in South Africa are experiencing heavy levels of distress amid rising costs. And this is according to the latest Deloitte Stability Index, which shows that companies across the continent are experiencing these signs of distress for the first time since the pandemic. To give us a little bit more perspective, we're joined by Inayat Kada, who is a senior manager for restructuring and turnaround at Deloitte Africa. Inayat, thank you so much for your time. Before we actually look into, you know, what this index, let's talk about what is the Deloitte Stability Index. What are you trying to suss out?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Nastasia. So the Deloitte Stability Index was an initiative we started during the pandemic, essentially, and built a model which is quite granular. It looks at companies which are listed across 10 jurisdictions in Africa and collects specific key metrics. And on, you know, using those metrics, it aggregates a score based on, you know, certain factors that we've looked at as leading signs of distress, and then gives those companies a score out of 100. And essentially a score of 100, you know, it's closer to 100 means you're less distressed, and then a score closer to zero means you're less, you're more distressed. And then we look at it from a, you know, to the extent possible, a banking relationship perspective. We look at it from an industry taxonomy, and then look at trends that we see coming through in various industries and sectors from that view.
Okay, so let's talk about the score. What does the score look like if going to zero means more and 100 means less?
Sure. So essentially, if you're heading, you know, towards below 50, essentially you're starting to show quite a bit of signs of distress. And, you know, it could be generally at that stage, your profitability has been under pressure for a number of years. Your balance sheet is starting to erode. You are, you know, starting towards head towards a situation where debt servicing and debt leverage might start becoming under pressure. And so, you know, at that stage, you'd really want to start having conversations as to how you can start, you know, correcting some of those issues. You know, once you start heading
these heavy levels of stress, if they're coming through for the first time since the pandemic, what are the main culprits here, or the key driver when overall DSI
taking it back to what we were looking at last year, we had actually seen the score going up, and we had expected at that point to see it starting to go down given the macroeconomic headwinds that we saw in the market. And we forecast what the following year would look like, and essentially that's significantly because of input costs, which, you know, companies are struggling to now push on to consumers. There's a lot of pushback from consumers in terms of, you know, essentially not purchasing, you know. So that from that perspective, companies are now having to absorb a lot more of those costs and affecting their buying. Coupled with interest rate cycle, just eroding the particular.
When it comes to the sectors that is the exposure to, when you put the score together, are there specific sectors, or is it all across the board when it comes to sector touch points, so to speak?
Sure. So in terms of looking at those sectors which are under most pressure, what we do find is it's two sectors in particular, and this is you know, particularly looking at financial year 23. So those companies whose financial years ended by December 2023. And it's really those consumer-facing sectors, the retail industry, that's really showing quite a lot of headwinds coming through, and those which are also reliant on commodity inputs like manufacturing and industrial sectors.
I mean, is there, you know, something that we can take when you look at, say, the score for South Africa? I mean, when you look at some of the drivers for that score, do those do they mirror what you're seeing in other, you know, countries like, you know, Kenya, for instance, or some of the other SADC countries? Is the picture the same? I mean, I know that the continent isn't one homogenous thing and that each country is affected by different aspects, but do you find that it's the same issues that companies are complaining about or struggling with?
So I think there is a common thread to a certain degree, given that often Africa is a price taker, you know, across the continent. So where, to the extent it's affected by import costs and import inflation, that's a common challenge across the board. But some economies are affected more than others. If we look at an economy like Nigeria, given the current, currency crisis ongoing, etc., it's a lot more impacted by that impact. Kenya, with its specific, political challenges at the moment and changes happening at that level, that's also coming through in their score. Whereas at South Africa level, it's very much driven off the effect on the consumers' pockets and the challenge around pushing those costs onto consumers. I think an interesting finding that we had, particularly with South Africa, was that it's not necessarily equal across the board. So what we did find was that those companies in the bottom 20% of the DSI in South Africa in particular were facing a lot more rising input costs than those in the top 20. And so we really came to look into that a bit more closely. We also found it wasn't necessarily sector specific that split happened. So it wasn't, you know, that the lower percentile had a specific sector mix. And what we came to was that there is really a core message which needs to come out of this in terms of the qualitative impact of leadership in the company, that the board and the C-suite need to be aligned in the current macroeconomic environment towards effectively managing the bottom line and trying to manage and rationalize their costs and pull on defensive levers at this stage.
And that's what I was going to talk to you about, because I'm going to read that line to the listeners. And the line reads as follows. The widening gap between stronger and weaker companies probably lies in the quality of board oversight. How wide is that gap?
It's quite significant in the sense that, those companies which are in the top 20 generally have quite robust balance sheets. In fact, to the extent where they are able, in the current climate, we've seen that they've actually reduced their debt levels. And that's actually one of the factors that have improved in the DSI score overall, simply because the top 20 have acted in that way. Whereas the bottom 20 are, having increased debt levels, trying to manage down their costs, but actually, facing a lot of headwinds, it seems, in that challenge, because what we do see is an actual rising cost. And so that disparity is really, clear in that sense.
It's quite interesting here, because you say that the survey shows that boards are mainly concerned, as you touched on now, with the overall business strategy, with cost management further down on the list of priorities. Is there a relationship, or rather a close relationship, between what a business strategy or a particular company's business strategy will be and where the cost aspect filters in? Like, should that be higher up on the list, or how should boards view it from your experience?
Sure. That's hitting the nail on the head there. I think from what we can see in the current market, there is definitely a focus from the C-suite who's, dealing with the day-to-day operations on, their working capital optimization, their cost reduction, and trying to pull on those defensive levers. Whereas the board is looking more at value creation initiatives and some of the sort of operational efficiencies, but not necessarily focused directly on cost and cash management, whereas in this economy, cash is really king, given the current climate. And so what we really found from that is that there needs to be a stronger alignment between the board and the executive. The board needs to buy into these strategies around cost management initiatives. There needs to be a sponsorship at an executive level in order to drive these cost management initiatives. And that essentially also needs to filter through the business where capacity is built internally. So those who, you know, experienced employees who are there for a long time, they understand the business, they understand the mechanics, they need to be reassigned temporarily to actually drive these initiatives. And then if necessary, also bring in temporary professional help to be able to benchmark externally and understand what the rest of the market's doing and where the opportunities lie to really bring those costs under control. And that needs to be wrapped up nicely with a decent monitoring framework built around tangible milestones, having set KPIs regularly reported to both the executive and the board. And in that way, both the board and the executive can keep their finger on the pulse and, in this climate, really start protecting cash and optimizing, capital allocation at that level.
As we wrap up, even though we said the South African DSI score has fallen for the first time, is there a bright side, given the fact that you've been doing this since the pandemic?
Look, I think if we look at the current figures, I think last year's score was highly influenced by the fact that there was a significant level of load shedding that we experienced during the year. Companies, that would have been baked into the DSI. There was the increased interest rate levels, and we do see that starting to, come down, albeit slowly. And then, the strengthening rand in the current climate is also quite a positive outlook for a lot of companies. I think there's a lot of positivity around the market in terms of the sentiment around GNU and what's happening at the government level.
Yeah.
And so, there is a positive hope story. We're always positive in terms of the longer term trajectory. I think we always have hope for South Africa and quite a resilient market from that perspective.
Inayat, thank you so much for your time. That is Inayat Kada, who is a senior manager for restructuring and turnaround at Deloitte Africa, talking to us about the latest Deloitte Stability Index.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.